police in St. Louis have solved a mystery. What to do with the lost and found? For years, they've accepted items found by the public and held on to them in hopes that an owner would come forward, but having taken in more than 27,000 items in 2007 alone, the police say they will have no more. And now they're sending all finders over to the St. Louis Circuit Court clerk.
We have been busy as of late. That would be true.
That's the circuit clerk, Mariano Favaza. He's starting to accumulate lost stuff in his office, and he's applying the most recent law he can find to dispose of it. The law sets up an incredibly long process for finders. If you find something worth as little as $10, you're supposed to go to court and file an affidavit.
That's their first step.
Mm-hmm.
That then triggers the judge either determining its value on his or her own, are appointing three disinterested householders to come up with a value.
Three disinterested householders. As you might imagine, this is an old law. It's from 1919, when St. Louis was a much smaller city. The three disinterested householders, or the judge, is supposed to make a list of what's been turned in and post the list on the courthouse door, as well as at four unspecified locations in St. Louis. You still feeling that civic impulse to help find the person who lost that bike you found? Well, your obligations are just beginning.
If nobody claims it after that, then the finder is supposed to go run an ad in the paper 3 weeks consecutively. It doesn't say what the ad has to say. And then if nobody claims it after 180 days following the last publication, then the finder can make an application to the court proving that they followed all the steps, so they become the proud owner of whatever it is they found.
So a quick inventory of the stuff you now have in your office. That isn't yours. I mean, it's a found
That's
stuff.
Correct. Right now, at the moment, we've got an iPod, a bike, and $5,000 in cash.
And they could be there for another 6 months if I've got this right.
Depending upon who's responsible for holding it. The fellow who found it is gone, and so I guess
I'm not surprised given the conditions that
he appeared to be as intelligent as he looked. He put his bike down and got out of here.
Had you had the occasion to explain to him the entire?
Yeah,
the entire
I was
procedure?
Kind of smiling as I was telling him this. he was scratching his head, wondering what he got himself into.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us. And
well, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
In your new role as the lost and found of St. Louis.
Well, and I guess keep an eye on the postings, folks in St. Louis.
Mariano Favaza, who is the circuit clerk for the courts, state courts in St. Louis.